Jennifer and Nathan were a young couple seriously in love. Nathan was a godly man, leading the couple in prayer each morning and each evening. After a year of a long-distance relationship, Nathan and Jennifer joined the intimate union of the sacrament of marriage, inviting Christ into their couple relationship. 3 weeks after their honeymoon, they found out that they were expecting a child. Every night, Nathan and Jennifer prayed with their child in the womb. One night in conversation, Jennifer told her husband she didn't know what she would ever do if she lost him. He assured her she would be fine. Then before falling asleep, he embraced the child in the womb and told her how much her parents loved her. The next morning, Nathan woke at 5 a.m. and went for his usual walk and would have normally returned at 6 a.m. Jennifer woke at 7:11 a.m. and knew something was wrong. It was not like Nathan to be get gone past 6 a.m. Jennifer proceeded to trace the normal path of Nathan's walk. Rounding the first corner, she saw police cars and yellow tape. Something terrible had happened. In disbelief, and with a pain she had never experienced before, Jennifer fell to her knees on the gravel in the road and prayed. Her heart was shattered. In the following days, Jennifer sought comfort in her memorized prayers. She believed that if her prayer included, "Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive others," she needed to forgive also. At the same time, while beginning to read St. Faustina's writing on divine mercy, Jennifer was also preparing her victim statement for her time in court. She began to pray the divine mercy prayer, "Jesus, I trust in you." At the trial of her husband's killer, the judge asked the teenage boy if he had any appreciation for what he had done. The teenager responded, "No, I do not." In Jennifer's words, "I feel sorry for Simeon, the teenager that killed my husband. I forgive him and hope that he can find peace and purpose in his life. I wanted to give my victim statement last. I wanted the last thing he heard to be forgiveness. I wanted him to know God loved him and forgave him. While a 55-year sentence will not bring back my husband, forgiveness is what I offer Simeon." In an expression of human mercy, touched by the grace of God, Jennifer extended to Simeon is possible. How much greater must be the ocean of God's mercy that is available to us when we accept the holy will of God and ask for forgiveness of our sins and his mercy? This is the eighth day of the octave of Easter that began with the resurrection and is concluding with the Divine Mercy Sunday. Have you ever thought about what happened on that very first Divine Mercy Sunday? Imagine if you were with the disciples after the death of Christ. Today's gospel finds the disciples behind locked doors in a dark room, fearful of what would happen next. While they are consumed with worry and confusion and fear, Christ in his glorified body joins them through a locked door. As if it's not enough that he's given his life for the forgiveness of their sins, he immediately institutes a sacrament of his church and says to them, "Peace be with you. Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive, they are forgiven them." Each of us is offered his ocean of mercy. But we have also been given a free will. And as Christ's followers, each of us is invited to embrace mercy by asking for forgiveness. This was the very first thing Christ did after his resurrection. Your missal today says, "Is second Sunday of Easter or Divine Mercy Sunday?" If I may dare to say, the title in the missal is wrong. I have read, because of the language translation, the title does not appear correct. It should read, Second Sunday of Easter, known as Sunday of Divine Mercy. Today has been designated Divine Mercy Sunday by Pope St. John Paul II. And Pope Francis has followed his lead by designating the first year after he became Pope as the Year of Mercy. They are drawing our attention to this feast day. It was in the early 1930s that God revealed through personal revelations his message of divine mercy to a meek, humble, and simply educated 18-year-old girl in Krakow, Poland. This young girl would eventually become the Polish nun taking the name of Sister Faustina. Sister Faustina recorded the personal conversations and revelations that she had with God in a 6-volume diary. In 1931, Jesus said to Sister Faustina in entry number 1588, "Under the old covenant, I sent prophets to my people with thunderbolts. Today, I am sending you with my mercy to the whole of mankind. I do not want to punish anguished humankind. I want to heal it, pressing it close to my merciful heart." Thunderbolts or mercy? A friend once shared with me how her understanding of God had changed as she grew older and moved through the experiences of life. She said that because she had grown up with a very stern and authoritarian father, she incorrectly assumed that God the Father was stern and authoritarian. It wasn't until through the sacrament of marriage that she was able to experience the gentleness and caring of a husband that made her think that maybe God the Father is gentle and caring like her husband. Maybe instead of thunderbolts, God now sends his merciful heart. Jesus, in another revelation to Sister Faustina, said, "Divine mercy is the remedy for all moral catastrophe. Humanity will not find peace until it turns trustfully to divine mercy with the simple prayer, Jesus, I trust in you. Let all mankind recognize my unfathomable mercy. It is a sign for the end times. After it will come the day of justice." Diary entry number 848. Have you ever, like me, prayed for this confused world and boldly asked God to intervene in this world situation? Have you ever prayed for your children or your grandchildren, fearing that they have left the faith? Have you ever wondered where God is? Maybe God has answered our prayers 100 years ago through his revelations to Sister Faustina. And by submitting to his holy will and praying the prayer, Jesus, I trust in you, he will release his ocean of mercy for us, our children, our grandchildren, and to the world. In another personal revelation about the Feast of Divine Sunday, Jesus said to Sister Faustina, "Whoever approaches the fountain of life on this day will be granted complete forgiveness of sins and punishment." Diary entry number 300. "My daughter, I tell the whole world about my inconceivable mercy. I desire that my mercy be a refuge and shelter for all souls, especially poor sinners. On Divine Mercy Sunday, the very depths of my tender mercy are open. I pour out a whole ocean of graces upon those souls who approach the font of my mercy. On that day, all divine floodgates through which my grace flows will be open. Mankind will not have peace until it turns to my font of mercy." Diary entry number 699. "I want to grant pardon to the souls that will go to confession and receive Holy Communion on the Feast of my Mercy." Diary entry number 1109. The closing prayer of the Chaplet of Divine Mercy reads in part, Eternal God, in your mercy, increase your mercy in us, that in difficult moments we might not despair, but submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself. Submit ourselves to your holy will. Christ continually submitted himself to the holy will of God, even as we hear him pray in his suffering. My Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me, yet not as I will, but as you will. I have personally prayed this prayer, the first part of this prayer, my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass, many times. It is the second part of Christ's prayer that I find more difficult to pray, yet not as I will, but as you will. I forget to submit to God's holy will and accept the ocean of mercy. It is through the suffering and submitting to the will of God that we are allowed to receive his mercy. As we heard in the second reading from Peter today, you may have to suffer through various trials so that the genuineness of your faith may prove to be for the praise, glory, and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Looking back to the story that we began with today, Jennifer, through the mercy she embraced in prayer, experienced the fruits of this passage. She suffered through a trial. She displayed the genuineness of her faith for the praise and glory and honor of Jesus Christ and has received the ocean of mercy God has promised. As we heard today in the readings in the responsorial on Divine Mercy Sunday, let the house of Israel say, his mercy endures forever. Let the house of Aaron say, his mercy endures forever. Let those who fear the Lord say, his mercy endures forever. And I would pray, Lord, help us to accept your holy will and let your ocean of mercy endure forever.